Well, it is Tuesday, April 15th, which means it is time for Campus Connection. I do have people joining me here in the studio, some school district board members, and I have the superintendent here, and I've turned your mics on, so hopefully everything's working okay. Could we start off just by introducing yourselves?
John Bringhurst.
Sarah Holmgren.
And Rob Thomason, superintendent.
Okay, great. Thank you. Well, there's a regular scheduled meeting tonight at 7 p.m. at the Assembly Chambers. KFSK will be airing that, but can you kind of talk to us about some of those topics, the main issues on the agenda? I understand that you're going to be looking at the resignation of a couple board members.
Dang.
Yes, unfortunately, we're sad to see John Bringhurst and Don Ware deciding that it's time for them to switch gears and do something different. So we'll, with reluctance, accept their resignation and then be looking for two new board members in the near future for people in the community that would be interested in filling their positions. So
reluctantly submitted also.
Oh.
And in terms of like quorum and that kind of thing in the future, is that that's not going to be an issue?
No, there's three of us still. It will be myself, Jean Ellis, and Cheryl Files. So we'll still at least hopefully be able to meet a quorum until we're able to appoint a couple board members. So that should be probably coming out, public notices coming out soon for interested people to write a letter of interest, and then we'll have to have a special meeting to decide on, interview them if we have more than two people interested, and go from there. And hopefully have them appointed before our next board meeting in June.
And what does that kind of entail, being a board member? I mean, you're leaving, John, so you can kind of attest to this. What does it take? How many times are you meeting?
Well, I guess for those who might be listening, I think this is one of the most rewarding things that I've ever done. I feel that people have an obligation to put something back into the community that they draw from, and so given that situation, I applied for the board because it was something that was interesting to me. I love kids. I think the future of kids is what our mission is all about, and so it just kind of fit with my own personal interests. But the requirements are not insignificant. There's a board meeting every month on Tuesday evening. You have to pretty much set aside that day for both the preparation and then for the board meeting. There are things, events and activities and so forth that aren't required attendance, but things that are helpful to attend and so forth. So it is a fairly important and significant requirement, but not an overwhelming requirement. In terms of time, it has not been burdensome to me at all. But there are some times when we have to sit down and negotiate contracts or do study sessions and that sort of thing outside the regular board meeting that do take up some time. And Campus Connection is something that we have to look forward to as
priority.
Well.
But you have your summers off, I suppose.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Okay, good. Well, what else is on the agenda for tonight that you'd like folks to be aware of?
Well, we typically have the director's reports, and Dan Tate will be giving a report, as with Erica Klute-Painter. We have begun the work on Stedman Elementary School. We're excited about that. All the classes are moved. Just to remind people that the last day of school for the Stedman youngsters is May 30th, where it's later in June 4th or 5th. 5th for all the other kids in the district, grades 6 through 12. So the younger ones get a little break. We're going to be talking about the budget, a preliminary budget. In fact, news is still breaking today on insurance rates and what the legislature is doing, and so we're not going to be prepared tonight to give an updated one, but we're going to give the one where we are as we knew it yesterday. We're going to be talking about the memorial policy, and that as more and more school districts are having to deal with that sad event of having to say, how are we going to deal with memorials? A policy needs to be in place, and this will not be a knee-jerk kind of thing. This will happen. The policy will be drafted and well into next year. It could be November, December, January of next year. Right now, my goal is that the board have information from various sources, that we're not working from our heart, that we're actually working from something a little longer range than that. So that's a big one that's happening across the nation.
And the memorial policy is for, would it be just for students or for staff or kind of anybody at the school?
All of the above. Would cover all those things. Those are all the questions that the board needs to grapple with, that the research is beginning to address. There is no easy set, perfect right answer. So it's a complex topic.
But you want something in place so that it's fair whenever something unfortunate does happen.
Exactly. You want to have a plan in place before you have the need.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, yeah, it's something that we hadn't thought of that Rob brought to our attention, and we do have, I can think of three off the top of my head that we already have in the different buildings, and so setting some, I don't want to say, well, guidelines, just so as we move into the future, as things do come up, it will be clear without question what the policy and procedure is to put something in place or, you know, deal with that versus... like we said, knee-jerk reaction, oh, yeah, go ahead, or no, that wouldn't be appropriate, or, you know, so we have something to go by.
All right, so that's going to be discussed this evening at the meeting. Anything else?
Well, we have some equipment purchases. As does the borough, we have funds, F-U-N-D-S, that we put aside for major equipment purchases, and our flatbed truck is... 18 or so years old, and the frame, being living in salt air like we do, is giving way. And so we're having to put the bid out, the state bid, for a new flatbed truck. So we're excited about that. It'll be a 20-year investment. We've got a couple of boiler issues that are going on. We are looking to replace the burners on one boiler to become high-efficiency burners with the savings we had, as it was a very mild winter, and so we have some the ability to retrofit a boiler. We have another boiler that has a leak, and that's a bit of a problem because a boiler doesn't work well when it's leaking. So those are a lot of maintenance things as we kick into summer. That's what the April and May meetings become, is planning for our summer needs.
And it sounds like the budget's already in place for this maintenance that you're talking about.
Correct. We'd be operating, a lot of those things are already set aside for the flatbed truck, for the boiler stuff. We try to be a year out there, a year in advance. So, yes.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining me for the Campus Connection. Is there any other thing on the agenda for the meeting that you wanted to highlight?
One thing.
Okay.
There is the NCLB, No Child Left Behind. Each year there's an annual community and parent survey that has just been, our survey has just been posted on our website, www.pcsd.us. And the principals will be sending it out to the email addresses they have for the parents of the schools. But any community member that would like to take the survey as a community member and let us know how we're doing and how we can get better can go to our website, and it's the first news item, and there's a link to that survey. And we take it very seriously. We're thrilled if we could get 75 or 100 respondents, because sometimes you get 20 and it just, you don't feel like it's representative. And the more people that respond, the better our data becomes, and we're just thrilled. So thank you to everybody that will take the survey.
Yeah, thanks in advance. Okay, well, thank you all for joining me again.
Thank you.
And good luck in your future, John.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take care.